never trust a white person with dreadlocks.
That's my general. That's a general rule.
It's a good rule to go by.
That's a general rule that I have. And if you are a white person and you have dreadlocks, well, just as long as you think about, then you know, people can do whatever they want. Your hair, my hair is natural. Do whatever you want, but just think about that. You know why you have chosen to lock your hair.
Maybe they have naturally curly hair, like really, really kind of fro-esque hair. So
maybe you want to drop us an email or a message at myspace.com. Listening to.
Yeah, we'd like to hear from you.
Yeah. Okay, and okay.
Justify your hair.
So anyways, the Joker, justify your hair. I like that.
For you.
Hey, you know, it's funny. This is good. Our first show of Volume 2 had Madonna as well. Boy, I lost Madonna. Justify Your Love.
Yeah.
But I played the edited version because I didn't realize we'd be on Saturday night. And I couldn't play the real one. That's okay. So anyways, this kid on American Idol got voted off. And he relied upon the two Bobs, Bob Dylan and Bob Marley. He forgot the lyrics.
Was he a white kid with dreads?
He was a white kid.
And he forgot the lyrics to Bob Marley?
Yeah, to Bob Dylan.
Oh, to Bob Dylan.
Yeah, he blamed. I think he was just tired. You know, sometimes people think that Bob Marley was laid back, but I never met him personally, but I don't really think he was really laid back.
He's pretty fiery about everything.
Yeah, I think so. So maybe that's something that people want to. I've been trying to be in a good mood today, and I've got a bit of an edge, but you know what I mean? I just feel like about speaking, you know what I mean? So once again, you know, think about what you're saying. Just because the man was a Rastafarian does not mean...
He was laid back.
He laid back and just smoked weed all day and did nothing because nobody could write as many songs as he did.
Wonderful wisdom. Two step.
Bright lights, TV screen, feels like looking in a magazine. You hurt on the floor, feels like dancing is the way to go. But if you let her see that man say, look, sure that you're not that shy. Let her see that man say, look, sure you're that type of guy. Young boy, don't be late. This girl ain't really got time to wait. You think it's all for show, but this is just the only way I know. But if you let her see that man say, look, sure that you're not that shy. Let her see that man say, look, sure you're that type of guy.
So anyways, there is going to be a special show coming up, which will be focusing on Bob Marley and the Wailers, and Peter Tosh, and Bunny Livingston.
What role did Bunny play?
Well, Peter, Bunny, and Bob, you will actually hear this information. But okay. The original Wailers, Peter, Bunny, and Bob, were the original Wailers.
Cool.
They all sang. And you're going to hear this, the acapellas. You know, it was just in part of it in the evolution of the music. They started out a certain way, imitating, I guess would be the word, R&B songs from the, say, 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
And early 60s that they would hear on radio and stuff and brought in from America. And so before reggae, there was lots of, I guess, I don't know, vocal R&B, doo-wop almost.
Yeah, I guess kind of like the way that the Beatles, we think they started off kind of more like an imitating an American R&B sound. And then they find the band finds themselves and they start to really make significant, important music that's their own style.
Rolling Stones, another example.
Yeah, the blues, although they didn't
with the blues. Eh?
Yeah, they just like hoarded out. But I think like Marley, like if you listen to like early Marley, it's almost got like that rock steady. I mean, we can save this for another episode.
Well, yeah, we can save it for another episode, but that's okay. I'm gonna just do a rundown here because this will be helpful. Because it's prepared. We're working on here. I hope the listeners appreciate the efforts that we are making.
Yes.
We're trying to get ourselves a little bit more organized here, having notes and themes. And all in one, Jah is Mighty, the Cornerstone Alternate, Cheer Up, 400 Years, Man to Man, the original, later known as Who the Cap Fits, Nicotine, the man-to-man version. A lot of this was produced by Lee Perry, I believe.
Are these songs or albums?
These are song titles.
Okay.
Reaction. And so these are all my Marley tracks that you may just not know. And I Love Her, Burial, Peter Tosh, Can't Blame the Youth, Peter Tosh. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. Caution, Down Presser, Here Comes the Judge, I Know a Place, Rocking Steady, Pass It On, Wages of Love, Wisdom, Iron Lion Zion, War in a Babylon, African Herbsman, Time Will Tell, Not Gonna Give It Up, and Mind Control. That's by Stephen Marley, one of Marley's many children carrying on the legacy.
You could do a show on, like, Marley Offspring.
Well, you know, I'm trying to tie this all in. We'll see how this show evolves. But I just really tried to pick out the best. You know what I mean?
Caution is my favorite.
You like
of that list that you just mentioned. Well, but we've already played it on a previous show.
Oh, we have. Okay, that's all right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, just FYI. Caution.
And you also, in speaking of what you're talking about, the evolution along the way, is that there are certain songs they must have workshopped for 30 years, 20 years, something like that. So, and they versioned and versioned and versioned them. And sometimes it was an original Wailers tune, and then when they went solo, they did it. Mm-hmm. And all of them had a great solo career. None is wide and prolific as Bob Marley.
No.
Bunny Livingston.
Well, Tosh's was cut short, too.
Yeah, Bunny Wailer is the only one still with us. And as a point of note, I believe he's like my third cousin or sixth cousin or something like that. We come from the same road somewhere, way back way. He's the only one still alive. And he's the one who I don't listen to as much. Peter Tosh is my man.
Yeah.
Cut short. Yes, okay, so that's good for there. Okay, and Steely Dan, I see that you have a new Steely Dan CD today.
No, actually, that's not true.
That's not true? You don't like Steely Dan? Oh, it's...
I'll tell you, Steely Dan are very talented. I think they have some good songs. I couldn't listen to... I did buy a whole album because...
It was Cheap Trick?
It was Cheap Trick. And that's...
Live at the Budokan? No.
Is that one of their albums?
Want you to want me.
That's true. That's not what I bought that song, that album for, though. I heard a song on the radio this morning. It was like... a live version from Japan. They were big in Japan first.
The Budokan.
Is that what the Budokan is?
Yeah.
Oh, is that
Budokan in Japan?
Sorry, I don't know too much.
No, that's why. You know, I watched this. I'm just going to interject for half a second.
That's okay.
I don't know if I lent you this, but I'm talking way too quickly. You seen the movie Talk to Me with Don Cheadle?
I've heard about it.
Well, one of the bits of advice that was given to his character was always know more than your audience.
Hmm.
Which I thought was which was good.
But as a quasi-Buddhist, I know nothing.
Yeah, you know nothing.
Can my audience know even less?
Is there... Okay, well, there's a good question. Is there less than nothing? What song would you like to hear?
I wish I knew the title of this Cheap Trick track, because I tell you about it.
Well, that's for now, pure speculation. But we are going to listen to some Cheap Trick.
I wish we had a control mankind. Seems like their only intention is to exploit the earth. Hey, and you trust in their deceit. Your mind causes your defeat, and so you become an invention to distort the search. Propaganda and lies is a plague in our lives. How much more victimized before we realize? Hey, it's mind control, mind control, corruption of your thoughts, yeah. Destruction of your soul, mind control. It's mind control, corruption of your thoughts, yeah. Destruction of your soul. Oh, old grandmaster, let the people go. You put them in total confusion to destroy their souls. For they practice what you preach, so they're always in your reach. High-tech slavery in these days, it's mind control. They'll make it attractive to get men distracted. Corrupting you, polluting you, destroying.
Mind control,
mind control, corruption of your thoughts, yeah. Destruction of your soul.
Mind control,
it's mind control, corruption of your thoughts, yeah. Destruction of your soul.
Destruction of your soul.